Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this November 25th, 2022. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two at 10:30 today, we're going to talk about the best Christmas ever. Jan and Matt are going to be in to do that with us. Looking forward to it. Right now, we have with us our friends from Family Natural Foods, some of our favorite people to talk to. We have in studio Katrina Hittner. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
And on the phone, we have Stephen Hittner. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Radio Land.
Hey, how's it going, Stephen?
Great. Yeah. So nice to join you guys. I'm down in Georgia with my wife visiting her family, and it's a little warmer here. A little rainy though too. So nice to be able to call in and join everybody.
Appreciate you doing that, man. And did you guys have a good Thanksgiving down there?
Yeah, it was really nice.
Good.
It went. It always does when it's a fun, you know, fun family gathering.
Right on. Very good to hear. Katrina, how was your guys' Thanksgiving here in town here?
It was quieter with Stephen not there. No, it was great. It was wonderful. We have this family tradition of going out for a walk afterwards, which is great. And it was gorgeous to do so. And like now it's funny, one of my cousins goes, wow, the walking is a little slower than it used to be, because we all used to be like, we got this walking. But now we all have kids and they walk with us, or I encouraged my daughter to bring like their scooters so they could be a little faster. And so it was really good. It was a beautiful day to spend time with family.
It worked out with the weather, that part of it too, the tradition. That's nice. Yeah. Well, I want to dive right into things. What's going on over at one of our favorite spots in this whole town, Family Natural Foods? How's things going over there?
Yes.
Going great, James. So I think I'm starting out here with some of our immune specials, which is a great, you know, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, which Katrina and I always like. We love being part of the community and giving the community an option to find gifts for themselves, you know, for yourself or for your loved ones during the holiday season. And part of what Katrina and I were talking about before we got on the air here was the importance of, you know, kind of keeping your immune system strong. And, you know, you gather with all of your relatives. Hopefully you don't have that, you know, that uncle over there coughing. And you're kind of like, well, you know, hopefully I don't get a cough tomorrow. But long story short, you know, we've got a lot of great immune system like supplements that are on sale right now. A lot of them are from Carry Naturally. We've had a really big sale, and it's going to go to the end of the year here until the end of December on all of Carry's immune products. And those are always popular. Some of our favorites. I can't say how much they're on sale. They're on a bigger sale than we can say. That means it's more than 20% off. Well, I guess I'll say that.
Nicely done.
Yeah, way to be sly.
That was good. That was good.
That was close. They don't let us tell people sales that are more than 20% off. So, anyways, you can know that they're more than 20% off.
There you go.
Then beyond that, we also have some really great immune sales that we just have overstock on. You know, over the last couple of years, we've stocked up on different things, and some things, you know, we couldn't keep up with, we didn't have enough of, and some things we got too much of. You know, it's the usual overstock right now. But there's actually some of my favorite products on that table right now. It's up when you go in the door at the store and you walk straight up, it's going to be on that table right there in front of you. And it's a lot of, there's like an immune tea, which I think is just like a few dollars or less for this tea. Really unique ingredients, some really well-researched herbs in it. There's some herbal tinctures, which are, you know, like those liquid extracts, but they're in alcohol, which the great thing about alcohol is it's a wonderful preservative. It's something you can, what I like about these is I'll buy them and I'll just keep them on my shelf and they're never going to go bad. They'll maybe lose a little bit of potency, you know, after 5 years or something like that, but they'll continue to work. And, you know, maybe you take a little bit extra, but it's one of those things that if you want to have something for your immune health and you want to keep it, you know, for a long time, that's really the best way to do it, is those tinctures. They've been used for, you know, probably thousands of years, and there's a reason that they were used so long. It's because they really preserve the strength of these herbs. And I think there's an immune formula, BX Immune, formulated by David Winston, an herbalist that's been practicing for over 30 years. And he has all the best research herbs in this formula. Things we know, like elderberry, and then there's things that we don't know as well, like Japanese honeysuckle, which, even though we don't know about it, it's actually one of the few herbs that we know its mechanism of action in the immune system. So I think that's really cool, and it's neat that we actually know that it works and how it works in the immune system, at least one of its mechanisms of action. And that's in that formula. That's, like I said, a well-researched formula that I've used myself, and it's on sale. So stop in and check that out.
Yeah, and if I could piggyback off of Stephen a little bit, we are living in a world now of gummies, and they taste like candy. I mean, they're good. Like, I'm going to be the first to admit, like, they're good.
Yeah.
My dentist might not like it, right? The gummies stick in your teeth, and they're bad, like, for your dental health.
Yeah.
But they taste great. And I'd rather have somebody get something into their system than not. There's added sugar to it. But like Stephen was talking about, these tinctures, which is very common. It's been around for years. I mean, they preserve themselves, but they work really effective and efficiently. Like right away, you can notice differences. So I'm a fan of it. A lot of people, you know, they just move towards what's the easy thing, but these are simple. Also, I don't know about you, but I need to drink more water. So this is a great thing to put in your water.
First thing I thought of.
Yeah, right? Okay, I'll just get a little extra water in me today. So yeah, definitely check out those immune sales going on. And also to piggyback off of Stephen, some of the Terry sales, it has, again, it's all focused on immune health, but like his vitamin D is on sale. And then there's different like andrographises that are great for immune health. His immune formula with his elderberry, that is fantastic. There's a lot of really good.
Yeah,
lots of good ones with that. So definitely if you're looking for stocking up for that we're in the season, everyone, we're in it, just stocking up. So then you have it and you're prepared. We always talk about that, right? Like be prepared instead of, oh no, now I'm feeling this and now I need to go get it. Like let's be proactive on that.
It's such a busy time of year. And really winter is a busy time of year. While we kind of like stay indoors a little bit more, it seems like there's so much to do outdoors. And so much when we do have to do things outdoors, whether it's shoveling or going to an event or anything, it takes a little more energy, takes a little more work to get yourself going, to get your, I mean, just the simple fact of having to dress up, like put on snow gear and everything, just to go outside for 5 seconds, let alone for anything else.
Right.
All this stuff adds up and put taxes on your body. If you go into the season with a good immune system and during the season you're keeping up on that immune system, chances are you're going to be upright for the majority of it, if not all of it. And that's going to make it a lot better the season for you. I think of, you know, when we're talking about our immune system, and you guys do such a good job of pinning on these certain points so well. One thing that we all, I don't want to say miss, but one thing that I think of, you know, naturally applies to this is our mental health.
Yes.
And when we get sick, our mental health just takes a notch down.
Yeah.
It just brings you down right away. And it's another thing that, it's one less thing to have to worry about the blues, you know, the winter blues and a lot of those things, the seasonal affect disorder, that kind of stuff. While there may not be necessarily, this isn't necessarily designed for that, it does, you know, kind of, again, you know, bleed into that a little bit and kind of help with that.
Absolutely.
Do you want to get into the next topic here?
Yeah, let's jump in.
Talk little shop small, shop local.
Yeah, which is the buzz right now, right? I mean, I heard last week you were talking about it in the chamber and all the good things. But, you know, shop small, shop local is something we don't have to just do this time of the year. It's just a good little reminder. Thinking about our local shops, whether it's us or all these wonderful local shops we have around. I like to say, you know, it's not just us, but we really like to highlight a lot of local, whether it's local farmers and produce or local products that they have, or we have like Mary Manley makes these wonderful mittens that we only sell this time of the year, and they're made out of recycled wool sweaters. And she's a local business that we now are a local business. So it's like, double. You get double right there. Our friend Terry Black, she does the essential oil bracelets. James has one on his wrist right now. I have one on my wrist right now. And they're fantastic. Mm-hmm. And she's a local business. We're a local business. So there's like, you get this double whammy.
Yeah.
And we're not here to talk a ton about gifts. We're going to do that the next time we're in.
Okay.
But of course, people are getting gifts right now. So we wanted to remind people that we are here and we want to, you know, think about us for this shop local time. We are with the Chamber and they have this bingo sheet, and there's a lot of wonderful businesses on here. It's really fun to see. And there's a bingo card. So you can pick up this bingo card at our business, any of the businesses that are on this bingo sheet, or at the Chamber of Commerce. And essentially what you do is you go around to these local businesses. It starts tomorrow and it goes until Tuesday. And you go around to the local businesses, and then you can shop with them, you just like get it stamped. And I believe you have to have two businesses or three businesses that you go to in order to hand your gift certificate into the, or I'm sorry, hand your sheet into the Chamber, and then you can potentially get a gift certificate or door prizes. So it's a really fun way of getting out tomorrow, getting out Sunday, getting out Monday, Tuesday, and supporting all these wonderful local businesses that we have.
We've got a lot of great spots in this area, and it's a great opportunity not only to help them get them, but maybe check off some of that Christmas list, you know, some of the people on there, and you can check off that list.
Right. Absolutely. Which is so fun. So another great thing that the Chamber is up to and we're doing too. But the Chamber's event starts, you know, their stamp of it starts Saturday, really to launch the Shop Small Shop local businesses. But Steve and I were saying, hey, we want to start our sales and some of our events happening already today, because why not? It's after the holidays. Let's just start some of those. And we, through the month of December, we'll probably have more like couple day sales, maybe on Von Foss at some point, and a couple other things. We're going to highlight that, but we'll give more of those details later.
Sounds good.
But for right now, we wanted to really give some sales that we want to be doing is the essential oils, like all of our essential oils, all of our companies. We have three different companies. All of them are on sale. They're going to be 20% off today until Tuesday. And that includes these really awesome little kits that we have. So if you're thinking about, I need to buy something for my granddaughter or my mom or my ABC, and I don't know what they need. That kind of rhymed. I didn't mean
it,
to.
It was good, though. It was good.
Thanks for the sympathy laugh back there, Stephen.
Yep.
But these are great little kits that we have four different ones. I brought three in studio, but they're a great kit to just get people started. There's different kinds. Like this one says, put some pep in your step. And it's got like lemon and orange and grapefruit. And then this Cheer Up Buttercup, which is an essential oil I brought for you to smell, because we love to do the smell test with James.
I haven't smelled this one either. So.
That's right. James was just talking about those winter blues. This is a great one to make you feel happy, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Sunshine in a bottle, maybe?
It really is sunshine in the bottle. That's a perfect way to put it. Oh, man, that smells good. Mm-hmm. Wow, that is really nice. That's a good name for it, too, Cheer Up Buttercup. That's a good name.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have another one that's Let There Be Peace and Quiet. And so these are, I think, some of the essential oils, if I can say that. And this one has, like, eucalyptus, lavender, peppermint, right? Those are just perfect to have. And then it has peaceful sleep, which is great. So I don't know if I want you to smell this one right now, because I don't want you sleeping for the rest of the radio here. But if you want to give it a smell, it's here for you. So that one's a good one to put on, you know, maybe your pillow or your wrist before bedtime, and helping with calming and relaxation.
Wow. What I really like about this one, Katrina.
And I'll be taking over for the rest of the day, everyone.
It is very calm on me. Mm-hmm. Like, it is a nice calming smell to it. It really feels like it just eases on. You ease into the smell almost, which is kind of cool. The other one hits your senses right away and has a bit of a wake up to it a little bit. This one, I can actually feel an ease to it. I can see where it's going with that. Like, so many of these oils do this to me. Like, I am a really good tester of essential oils, because I'm very like sensitive to them or something.
That's great.
And they they have a good effect on me. It's actually kind of funny you said that. It's good that I did not fall asleep because they have such a nice effect on me. I have you and Stephen to thank about this and falling in really into these in this world. One thing I encourage so much, and I was just talking to my mom last night about these. With essential oils, with so many things in our society now, we've got options. We're getting more and more, and there's different things you can try and see how this does for your immune system or this does for your aches and pains or whatever you're taking these for. With essential oils, what's the side effect? You know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Okay. You smell nice for a little while.
Right, or I don't maybe like that smell, but I like this smell, and here's an alternative to that. Yep.
There are so many things nowadays that we encourage people, and I'm not talking badly about modern medicine or anything, but we all have seen the ads. Mm-hmm. Hey, take this for restless leg syndrome. Side effects may include one leg falls off.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait a minute, what? With essential oils, there really aren't any side effects. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to be careful of allergies and stuff, but you do that with everything in life. With something like this, it's not a huge price tag. And if it benefits for you, you could do things that you didn't think you could do before. I had a plan of stopping smoking. I was going to do it. But between you and I, guys, I don't know how likely that was going to happen anytime soon and everything. I genuinely think that without the essential oils, I don't get to that final stage with that. They really helped me get to that final stage where I don't have nicotine in me anymore. I don't do those.
Amazing.
Really is. It feels great. That's just a loose example, and I'm not saying it's a one-size-fits-all. You know, everybody's going to be different. What worked for me may not work for you, but
try essential oils.
Trying is not only going to not kill your budget, but it's also, if it works, man, that's a godsend. That's a real gift to give yourself.
Yeah, and so this is a good time to get them, to try them, or to gift them to someone that may like it, or maybe like, oh, I've always wanted to learn more about them. We also have, you know, like, we have diffusers, which is another thing that we're going to have on sale for today until Tuesday. And those are pricier things that aren't always on sale. So that's another, we just want to let people know that, hey, we've got diffusers, and there's a variety of different ones. There's some for kids, there's some wooden ones.
There's some really cool ones over there. They're not just diffusers. Yeah. Those are really cool ones you guys got over there.
Yeah. So those ones will also be on sale today through Tuesday. And then I forgot to mention this, but the Chamber of Commerce handed us these sweet bags,
and they're
very bright and pretty and fun, and it says shop small a lot of times, and then it's great. So it's a bag that will have extras of those that we'll probably start handing out tomorrow for the shop local event. So just another, you know, shout out to the Chamber and like cool things that they're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stephen, do you want to say anything about sales or have any add-ons to essential oils?
I just had a thought on when you guys were talking about the trying the different essential oils. The great thing is, like, and we have people do this every single day, is they come in and you can smell the oils and you can figure out if you do like that smell. Like, if you don't like the smell, like Katrina said, there'll probably be a different oil that'll do something similar. Like, you know, if you wanted to have less stress, you could find the one, you know, maybe it's lavender, maybe it's like orange oil grapefruit or something. But you can smell all of them and you can make sure that you like it. And, you know, just like James, I could hear it in his voice, just like how like these oils kind of, you know, calmed him down or like opened, you know, kind of brought some pep to his step, you know, and, you know, and like you can feel that almost immediately. So you can kind of test these out at our store. And, you know, without any risk at all, you don't have to buy anything. You can just smell them and find the one or two that you like, and then you know you like it. And I think that's really something that's great about buying these oils, you know, in person and stopping in and checking them out. We've also got some really, really knowledgeable people on them. I know Katrina, I know quite a bit about them. But if Jamie's working,
you're in luck.
She knows like next level stuff about essential oils, and I usually I'll usually defer to her. Somebody will ask me something about essential oils, they'll be like, yeah, I know something about that, but I'm like, let's see what else there is to know about that, and then I just stand around and learn from her too, which is really fun. And we do that all the time and all over the store, and it's just great having different people with different, you know, like strengths at our store with this stuff. So yeah, I think you guys are right on the essential oils. It's a really fun gift for people. These gift sets are really fun. They're in a little box, so they're well packaged. and they're a good way to introduce people or just to kind of tell people, hey, you know, I'm thinking about you, and I think, you know, I know you've had a busy, you know, couple weeks or busy year, who knows. Why don't you take this, you know, relaxation set?
That's a really nice point. Not only do they do, and they make literally perfect stocking stuffers.
Yeah,
I mean, they
great.
Fit perfectly
yes,
in there.
Yes, they did it well.
But, you have a sibling or a friend or a cousin or an uncle or anybody who you know is maybe they're having a hard time getting going in the morning, or maybe mm-hmm. they're having a hard time calming down at night, or mm-hmm. what have you. These little kits, not only do they speak to what you said there, Stephen, hey, I'm thinking of you, I care about you. But again, it's one of those ones where those benefits are great, but then they end up, you know, well, wait a minute, maybe I should look at more essential oils, and maybe they're looking for something to just have a nice smell in the house or whatever. And mm-hmm. who knows what you can end up spurring in them from something like this.
I was just thinking of, we have used orange oil on our sink when we're cleaning it, and it one smells great, but it is the best cleaner. It cleans things
really
beautifully, like shiny. It gets gunk off. If you ever get like glue or something stuck on it, orange oil all day long works amazing.
I didn't know that. Oh, wow, that's awesome. That's
yes.
really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite smells in the world, mm-hmm. and I usually have one of those, and I didn't even know it did that.
Secret about
that's
it.
Awesome.
Now you got to start using it. And then lastly, I was just thinking the seasonal changes, a little bundle that has four different essential oils in the kit. I was just thinking how this is such a great one because, right, we were talking about immune health before. Stephen was saying, like, yep, whether it's the relatives or just we're in the season of immune. Needing a little more immune health, mm-hmm. I should say. I know a lot of people right now, they're like nasal and congested. We have one called Clear the Air, such a good one right now. Or we have Nature's Shield, which is awesome for if you're going to be in a crowded area, you can put it kind of on your wrists or maybe on your neck or on your essential oil bracelet or whatnot. And it's a great one to just, it keeps you healthy, and it's kind of like you got this smell, and then people are gonna be like, what is that smell, James? You're smelling good. I want that.
yeah and you want that, you want people saying that about you. Yes
right? Not the opposite.
No that's a great one. We've got a couple of minutes left here. Did you want to touch on any sales or any going on or anything like that?
And that's the diffusers and the essential oils will all be 20% off for today until Tuesday, and then we'll continue having kind of like different little maybe pop-up sales, like a 2 to 3 day kind of thing, mm-hmm. that Stephen and I are in the works of figuring that out for the month of December, going into the gift giving season. Yeah, which
certainly one of the great ways to find out what comes up in the next month or so is keeping an eye on social media. Be sure to follow Family Natural Foods on Instagram, Facebook. It's a great way to keep up on these things. You guys do such a good job of keeping us up to date on those things. It's a nice way to do that. So be listening there. And of course, here at WFHR, when you guys join us and everything, we'll be talking about it. We do have Katrina sitting in with us next Wednesday the morning show and everything. So we might touch on it then. Be listening for that. That's going to be fun. Stephen, is there anything you wanted to touch on before we let you guys go?
No, I think this is great, James. Look forward to all the holidays, and I wish everybody happy Thanksgiving.
Really appreciate you joining us, Stephen. Always good to talk with you, man. And do us a favor, get back safe. You have a good time down there, though, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate the time, as always. Thank you for that, Stephen. And Katrina, really fun hanging out with you. If people want to, you know, you guys both mentioned this already. If people have questions about essential oils, about some of the other things we've talked about, we can't encourage them enough to come on down and ask those questions.
Yeah, come in. We have awesome staff. And everybody, like Stephen was mentioning before, we all have different things that we offer. And so come in. We're friendly. Ask us questions. You know, like last time Stephen and I talked a little bit about that consult, like if you want a little bit more focused, intentional time, get connected with us that way. Again, we have more information at the store, or feel free to call the store and we can give you that info. But we are here to help you. Like that, I think all of us wear this hat that says, hey, we're here to help. We love that. That's our job. So ask the hard questions. We might not have the answer, but we'll figure out an answer together. And we're here to really help people on their journey of health so they can be proactive in it.
Really cannot encourage you guys enough, not only, again, to follow them on social media, go to Instagram, Facebook, be sure to follow them on all social media platforms, and be sure to go to their website if you have other questions, familynaturalfood.com. It's all one word, familynaturalfood.com. You can also always give them a call at 423-3120, 423-3120, and be sure to go visit them at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us this morning. Looking forward to talking again real soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care.
Yeah.
See you, Steven. Take care, Katrina.
Thank you.
We'll stick around, everybody. We got part two coming up of Morning Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.